Tea Time, Midlife Edition. It's not a coffee break. It's tea time. Slow down. Relax. It's your turn. Welcome, 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 welcome. Turn the tea kettle on. Pick your favorite tea. Grab your favorite teacup. Let it steep. Add what you will. Find a cozy spot. It's tea time. Midlife edition. Welcome to Tea Time Midlife Edition. I'm your host, Regina Young, and today's guest is Leslie James Sinclair.
It's lovely to be here with you.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here. Now, Leslie is of thecoveyclub.com. And actually, I met Leslie through Stephanie of Celebrate the Gray. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just, it was such a pleasure to have your name come across my desk. And I know you have the background with More Magazine, and I am a fan. That's right. I'm fangirling. Here we go. This is what it looks like.
That's so sweet. Yeah, we had a great thing. It was a great magazine. It was fantastic. I loved it. And unfortunately, you know, it was one of those sad midlife stories where the advertisers didn't believe in midlife women.
Oh, stop right there. Before we get
incredible.
Started, before we get started, just stop right there. I want to get the full story, but what kind of tea are you drinking?
Oh, my wonderful. It's called Peaches and Chill. Huh. And it's by Jones Organic Tea. It's so delicious. And the key here for all of you people in midlife, this is Davy Jones of the Monkees' daughter. Yes, she makes tea. So you just for nostalgia, you got to go check it out. It's actually wonderfully delicious.
But that
hilarious.
Great.
Isn't that hilarious? Isn't that just a great little bit of nostalgia catch up?
You know, that is part of it. The key is you can have it all. Just because it was one way in the past, guess what? We're in the next phase. So you could have make tea and the father be, you know, a famous actor. So
right. Oh yeah. I had posters on my wall. I mean, I'm ashamed to say it's like 11 years old. Embarrassing.
No,
whatever.
Not at all. Yeah. And what your cup says.
Says Covey Club. That's one of our little Covey Club mugs.
Great.
First time I ever made anything, Regina, like when I got into this, you know, as an editor in chief of various magazines.
Yes.
I never made things. It was brain work. I mean, we made paper stuff, we made magazines. But I never made like items myself. So when I branched out after More Close and I started Covey Club, mm-hmm. one of the first things I did was I made a mug and I made a few other things. And I was like, wow, I can see how much fun this is. And we just, you know, I created the club and we had a logo. And so I slapped it on a mug. We do other things now, which you can see on the site, which have little birds and all that stuff, because Covey is a small group of birds. But I love making stuff. It's so much fun.
Isn't
that? It's fun.
Yes, I get it. Today, I am drinking Egyptian licorice. And
that sounds good.
A lovely tea that has licorice, which are the properties that it's known for, is for the immune system, for sore throat, as well as skin and complexion. But, you know, check with your herbalist and doctor to make sure it fits in your health regimen. But it's delicious. It smells just like licorice.
licorice. Yum, yum. I love licorice.
But today's topic today is Covey Club, reinventing yourself with strangers. mm-hmm. I love that topic. Mm-hmm. I was like, how did that come to pass? But really, before we get started, just tell me a little bit about you, like get us the world of it. And how'd you get to this moment? Because I know you from one era, and this is like a reinvention.
So I started out as a writer. That was my whole goal, Regina. All I wanted to do was be a published writer as a kid. That's what I wanted to do, and found my way into magazines. And I actually, my very first job was Women's Wear Daily. And then I went from there to
Got
the New
it.
York Daily News, and then to Harper's Bazaar, and then to Vogue for 9 years. And then to Glamour as their beauty director, and then to my first running a magazine, which was YM, and then to Redbook, Marie Claire, and More. And More was my last magazine, which focused on women 40 plus, and focused a lot on reinvention, because when you get to 40, you're going to have some things that are going to change in your life, and you're going to need to respond to them. And when they closed More in 2016, I had to figure out what to do next. And my readers were really upset. They came to me and said, do something else for us. There really was nothing speaking to women 40 plus out on the market. And I've never been an entrepreneur, unlike, you know, other people here. I've never done that. And I said, okay, tell me what you want. And I gave them a 54 question survey, and 627 of them took it to the end. And I built Covey Club out of that. And
wow.
Yeah, I mean, I literally was just experimenting. And I originally thought it was going to be a magazine. That was the original concept, because that's all I knew. And over time, we kind of morphed into the club part of it being more important. And people kept coming to me for reinvention help. Because More had done so much on reinvention, we had a very popular column called Second Act, where we would talk with people about their reinventions. And so people kept coming, even though I talk about all the things of midlife, we talk about menopause, we talk about weight gain, we talk about all those things. But the thing they kept coming to me, what that nobody else had really talked about, was how do you reinvent yourself when you hit, you know, you're going to, as we live longer and work longer, you're going to hit some kind of bump in the road, right? You're going to hit, you know, a health issue. You're going to hit the empty nest issue. You're going to lose a job. You're going to be downgraded. You're going to have to move to a new city. Something is going to happen. You could widowhood, divorce. It's not a straight shot, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're going to have some kind of disruption. And sometimes disrupting is a thing that you can get through. And then a lot of times it's something that's very hard to get through. And as you get older, it can be harder to get through because you've got, you know, these physical things going on. You don't know what's physical. You don't know what's part of just the sort of mechanical things of reinvention that's out there. And then we run into things like, you know, ageism, racism, you know, anti-feminism, it's sexism. There's so many isms that build up that how do you get yourself to that next stage? And we figured out how to do that.
Yeah, that is just so important, because you know what to do. You've had training, you've had all kinds of things behind you, and you're like, okay, I know what to do. And then midlife hits you and you're like, I have no clue what to do. I'm actually a little stuck, and I'm not clear how to move forward. So you get paralyzed.
That's right.
And
That's
once you get, and I've always said, when you're, you know, stuck or like paralyzed in your thought, find a resource, learn something new, reinvent yourself. And this is perfect to come up with the Covey Club, because I find that it's important to find a community or a tribe where people are in the same space and place you are. And, and you can learn together. You said, how many questions was you asked the community? Because that was really all telling. I'm like, wow, that's a real, real number.
That's a dedicated, look, today, you know, you can't get someone to answer a 3-question survey. We've been surveyed to death. But these women were, you know, my readers were so loyal that they literally took a 54 question survey. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, Regina. So today I would never make a 54 question survey, but I didn't know what I was doing. So I just asked them all these questions and they answered. And that's how much they wanted it. Covey is a small group of birds. That's why I called it a covey.
Oh, okay.
And it's, I wanted to be small and intimate, and I wanted people to really get to know each other. One of the things I find at midlife that's really difficult is your friend group kind of dries up too. And you've already made the friends that you're going to make in business, right? We already know those people in our sector. But now I get a chance to meet people who are, many, many there. I meet doctors, I meet
Absolutely.
filmmakers, I meet bankers and tons of lawyers. When am I going to meet a lawyer? And that's what's so wonderful. I'm making friends across all these sectors in different areas. And when you come together to reinvent, of course, we have a website that we produce a lot of original content. You can just come and read the content about reinvention. There's how to, there's essays, everything that you want to know. And it's reinventing everything, your life, your career, your relationship with your children, your spouse, whatever. But if you
Absolutely.
really want to get down to work and the hard part of actually doing it, what's really interesting is these very accomplished women who are all going through it at the same time. When you go through it at the same time, the different levels become the same level. Everybody
Exactly.
levels out because you're all out there trying to figure it out the same, and everybody is struggling the same. So there is a community of people trying to figure it out all together. And you'll have people who are like super well-known marketers. You'll have people who are, have made films and made, TV shows. But they're all doing this. We're all trying to, they want to do this, you want to do that. We're all trying to figure out how to get there together. And what we say with Covey Club is we hold a space for you while you figure out what's next.
Ooh, wow. And that is so important. It's really I call it having a clearing. And you have to recognize you're in the clearing, because if you don't recognize it, you'll get confused and you will stand still, like, oh my
Correct.
gosh, all this stuff in the past worked, now it's not working. And or that
Right.
identity that I've been wearing for years, it's all I know myself to be. Now I'm not clear what I'm going to do. So it doesn't really, job status doesn't really prevent you from going through this reinvention space and place. Yeah, I loved looking at some of the offerings you offered, which was like the round table, the nutrition for midlife, as well as Whittle the Middle, which I just got a
Whittle the
giggle out. I got
middle.
that giggle out of
Yep.
that one. I was like, oh my gosh,
Good.
that's just like perfect, you know.
We're all
And
doing it.
yeah, we're definitely all doing it. Really, it really the Covey group, it reminds me of a resource, community, and connection. That's really what it reminds me of. And I thought, wow, that's exactly what we need. Goal is, especially in midlife, is not to be isolated. And
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
tell me.
Yes. Yes. Isolation is one of the things that they find that creates problems in as you get older. It's one
Yes.
of the, precursors of everything from, heart issues to Alzheimer's to everything. You must be connected. They've done so many studies that show, you have to have a certain number of friendships and connections. But we lose those as we get older. We tend to become more isolated because, things fall away. The friends that you had when you were raising kids together, they were the soccer moms. They're
Yes,
gone. They're not there anymore. Or the,
exactly.
you were in the PTA and when they were in high school and now they're in college and they're gone. All those things change. And, and what I say also, especially for my business and publishing, is that, you've made your friends in your sector already. And what I used
Yes.
to say is that, I made the five friends that didn't want to put plutonium in my tea. That
I
was it.
understand. I
There were
understand.
only like four or five. That was it. Now, where am I going to find friends? And it's very hard to find friends. And we don't all have things like church or places that we go anymore
Very
that bring
true.
us together. There's no square. We don't go hang out and sit down with our cane and our top hat in the square and
And the
talk to people
piazza.
next to us, right? We don't. So where do we get that sense of community? And I don't find like Facebook and Instagram a community. And I really love the fact that and that Zoom has created a possibility for women across the country and across the world. I have people from around the world also to really get to know each other. And then when we hold in-person events, it's really cements the friendships. And it really makes your friendship group very broad, which is what I like.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a NOLA well-being bash, and I
Yes.
thought,
Yes.
oh, how brilliant is that? Give me that
Yes.
experience. And is that coming back this
Well,
year?
oh yes. We do that every year. I moved to New Orleans after 40 years in New York. I wanted to get out of the suburbs of New York, which I just felt were too boring. Once my kids were gone, it was for raising kids. It was great. But I don't need to be there anymore. And my husband and I decided to pack up and go somewhere really exciting. And this is one crazy city, is all I can tell you.
I've been there.
I am having the time of my life. And I used to take pre-COVID, I used to take everybody to a spa in Arizona. And then, of course, during COVID, no one wanted to do that. But they did want to come down here because in November, we do it on Veterans Day weekend, which this year will be the 9th through the 12th of November. But in November, you can be outside here. So we can do everything
Yes.
outside. And that's what we did during 1 year of COVID. We did it all outside. You can eat outside. You can have all your meetings outside. So it worked very well for COVID. And people liked it so much that I said, okay, well, let's do it again here. And so now it's become a yearly get together. And New Orleans is such an interesting city. There's so
Yes.
much to do here and so much to see. And so much, there's just so much that I can always show people a new side of the city every time they come, even if they come year after year.
Wow. So what does it look like to start with the club, the Covey Club, and what is the week to week, month to month,
Sure.
experience?
So I say my job is very much what I did when I was an editor in chief, except it's live. I'm a curator, and what I do is I put in front of my members the people, persons, places, and things that will help them get to the next shore, right? They're starting over here, they're stuck, they're, drifting, they're bored, they're worried what was working in the past doesn't work anymore. How do I get back to that feeling of, oh, life is exciting. My work is exciting. My family is exciting. What I'm doing, why am I in this strange phase? And what I thought in the beginning, Regina, is that I was going to have to tell everybody what to do. And what I realized, everybody's going to have a different road.
Experience.
So you come in and everybody has different, issues. Whatever your issue is, it might be widowhood, it might be an empty nest, it might be losing a job. You come in, you pick the things that you want. We teach twice a week. We bring in experts from all over the world in everything from, like, we just had a whole thing on personal branding, or we might do, we'll do everything from how to calm, an angry person in 90 minutes. 90 minutes in 90 seconds. 90 minutes would be too late.
Too
In
long.
90 seconds, too long. To, how to reinvent yourself, or how to, oh my God, it's literally everything to do with midlife. We'll bring in, a gynecologist who is an expert in
Wow.
menopause to talk about hormone replacement therapy. We cover all of the bases, and then you pick what's important to you. We'll bring in people to talk about elder care,
Yes.
about decluttering your space, about digital decluttering. I mean, literally, I meet so many experts who know so much. They're very specific in their field, in their thing that they do. They may be, we have a whole thing coming up about time management and organization because that has become a real problem for a lot of women at midlife now that we're coming
Yes.
back from
Yes.
COVID. And not, they've got children they've got to manage, they've got a work they've got to manage, they're in, they're out, they're halfway in, they're halfway out. Nobody wants to get back on this same old hamster wheel
Track.
we were
Yes.
on. No, so how do you make time for yourself when we're going back into this thing? You don't want to mindlessly go back into it. So we
True.
bring in experts to talk, and we teach twice a week. And then we have things like we have what's called the Covey Lounge every Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. People just show up, they can bring their tea. Usually they bring a cocktail. And we just chat. we chat about whatever is, you know, people want to talk about. And some people will come with questions about mentoring, or they'll bring a business problem they're having, or there's a lot of entrepreneurs in the club. They're writers, they're screenwriters, they're fashion people. So they might have a particular issue or something they're, you know, dealing with their family, you know, adult ADHD. I mean, it could be anything. We will talk on there. And then we do pods, which are small little groups of really 3 to 7 women that you pick your specialty. We put it out there. We do it 3 times a year. And then you guys go off and you meet either twice a month or once a month, whatever you want to do, and work on that project. And we have elder care, reinvention for career, reinvention for other parts of your life. We have a writing pod, marketing pod, whatever it is that you might want, setting up a new business, entrepreneurship, whatever it is that you want to work on. And those pods, they're supposed to be 12 weeks, Regina, but people end up in them for like 2 years.
I can totally get that. That's that community piece and connection piece. Wow, that is an awesome, beyond awesome, because I think that's what it is. Most people want to try to package it to be everyone's the same. Everyone's got the same issue. Everyone's got the same problem. It's probably coming.
No, we don't.
It's coming a different way, but it's still the same. And it's really not. It's just like, that's just what you need is what you need. And that's what you're looking for. And I love the the a la carte kind of way of dealing
with
things.
It's a la carte.
Which is really awesome. You know, the other thing is I noticed that you have a, like, is it business to business kind of influencer piece to this? And I don't want to step over that you are a fellow podcaster as well, which I love.
Yes. So what we do is what I offer to people, especially because so many women are becoming new entrepreneurs, and it's very hard to reach this. If you're a new entrepreneur, and this is, you know, I do, you know, because we're small, we can cater to, you know, people who are just doing startups and say they need to get a response. I have an idea for a new, you know, a new tea, but, you know, is it any good? You can test it, come test it at a very affordable price with our readership. And they will tell you, boy, that's fabulous. Or, you know, you can get 40 or 50 responses. Whereas how are you going to do that if you're starting a new business? You can't afford to do that with any of these big companies out there. And how are you going to reach women 40 plus? To get to those people is impossible. So that's our little B2B thing that we do for people.
Very cool.
Yeah, for people who want to test their own thing. If they're a big corporation, we're going to charge them more, obviously.
Obviously.
But we're very accommodating to new entrepreneurs because we've been there. I've been there. How, you know, when I was trying to test this out, where I couldn't find women 40 plus, and B, the people who could find them for me wanted a fortune that I didn't have.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, and it's only, you only have so many friends that are willing to do but
right,
so many things, you know.
Right. And they might all tell you it's great just because they want you to be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
And it might not be great. You don't want to invest in some, you need more objective response because it's going to be your money you invest. So you want to make sure that you're on the right road.
And I know you have a podcast. And it's called Reinventing Yourself with Leslie Janes Seymour, which I love.
Right.
So tell me about how that got started.
Well, one of the things that I thought of, I'm a good interviewer. I like to interview people. That's what I had to do as a journalist. And I looked out there and I saw there were a lot of podcasts when I started. This is 6 years ago, where they would interview 20-year-olds about reinventing themselves or starting a business. There was absolutely nothing for women my age. It was like, okay, so we're invisible. Like, it's different. It's not the same. You can't just send me to a DIY video on YouTube and hope that I can figure out how to do MailChimp. It just doesn't work like that. It's different, right?
Fair to say.
So I said, you know, let me interview women who reinvented themselves after the age of 40. And that's where I began. And we're about 200 interviews in. And I've got people who've reinvented themselves literally after being, you know, hit by trains. I mean, health issues, Regina, you can't believe what people get over. I mean, you know, and you say to yourself, like, and I'm worried about XYZ. You listen to
Yeah.
some of these and you're like, oh my God, like I have no problems. How did they do it? If they can do it, I can do it. And
Seriously.
really, you can find yourself, find your issue. If you're a lawyer and you want to be something, you want to be a musician, or if you are a banker and you want to be a cheesemaker, or if you want to go back to ballet when you're
Yes.
50 years old, you can. It's a lot of it is mindset, a lot of it is planning, and a lot of it is really the spirit of enthusiasm and the desire to do it. And what I'm really shocked by is the people who just kind of flow from one thing to another. I still haven't been able to drill down. I think it's a mental scape. I think there's some people who just they can be like, oh, I can make a glasses case today, and oh, I'll make cups tomorrow. And you're like, I would be like, oh my God, I don't know how to make a cup. I got to go study how to make a cup. It's
Cup
different.
before doing it.
And they're
Yeah.
like, no, it's the same thing. Like there's some people, there are multiple reinventors among us
Yes.
who just swing with it. And I haven't been able to dissect exactly. I think it's they're born with it. I really do. I think it's a mental agility. They don't see barriers or something,
Yeah, it's that being agile, yeah, and being flexible. And I can speak for myself. I have reinvented myself 50 ways, from being a former Ford model to being actually working at People Magazine as well. So I'm really clear about who you are, and really clear as a journalist. That's very exciting, because this is you on the other side, because I saw when they were leaving. So that's really awesome. One of the questions I want to ask, is there a story that stuck with you, even your more days to right now being a podcaster, which, with Reinvent Yourself, is there a story that just stuck with you and you're like, oh my gosh, that is just so moving and inspiring every time I think about it?
There are so many stories like that that I they're just they're well, the, I mean, just one that does stick out is a woman who I know, who I met her. She was on the Today Show, and she's now a podcaster. But I didn't know her history was that she had been a doctor on the Today Show. She became a podcaster, and the reason why she was an OBGYN, and she had scoliosis as a kid. And the scoliosis is your backbone, right? And it's
Yes,
curved.
yes,
And
yes.
she lived her life in a brace and all that, but she went to medical school anyway. But when she was delivering babies, at a certain point, they told her, you can't stand up like that anymore and catch babies. So she had a change to what could she do? And she became a TV doctor, which was great. She would go on TV. She was very, very successful at that. And then she even got to the point where she literally couldn't sit, and she's had multiple operations. And so she became a podcaster where she didn't have to be visible. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, like, how do you live with this? I mean, she's had so many operations, and it's just, I love just seeing this. And she's brilliant. And I just love to see she's still doing what she wants to do. She's bobbing and weaving, but her body is pushing her in different directions. And most of us don't have the body issue. We just have the head issue.
Yes,
And
yes.
it's truly extraordinary what people do.
Yeah.
And, people who grow up with no education, and then they go out and
Oh.
they beat all that, and they go to college and they become something. And it's just, I've always been inspired by the human condition, and especially by women, because women, we don't get all the breaks. We don't get all the we have been second class citizens for a very long time. And how do you get over that feeling of being a second class citizen? And how do you get over all the things you're told you're not? Don't be too tough. Don't be too strong. Don't be too this. Don't be too that. Be a good girl.
Exactly.
Don't be a good girl. Like, I mean, it's just, it's hard. How do we make it? And how do we overcome all those things? And what I love too is, some of the more famous people that I've interviewed, you find out that they struggle just as much as we do. It's just
Exactly.
hidden. We don't see it.
Yeah. And they learn to push through the fear and doubt and
Yes.
all of that. Just push through it. Yeah.
Pushing through the fear is one of the really big lessons, and also persistence. And I think
Hello.
anybody who's had a
Hello.
job, right? Anybody who's had a job today knows really hanging in there is so much of the story, right? While the swirl is going on around you, if you're just steadfast about what you love to do, that's kind of my story, which is they closed the magazine, but I still wanted to do what I do. Basically, I'm still doing the same thing I do. It's just a different medium. And
Yes.
I was faced with, okay, do I go away and just never do this anymore? Or do I decide, how am I going to still make something for women who need to be heard, who
Yes,
need
seen
to
and
be
heard.
educated? Is there another way to do that same thing? Okay, so the paper went away, the $1 million, multi-million-dollar budgets went away. But is there some other way to continue? Because that's what motivates me to get up in the morning, probably like you.
Yes.
The thing that wakes me up in the morning is if I can help somebody else get to where they're going,
Yes.
then I'm a happy girl. That's me. That's what turns me on. I love putting two people together in a room. I suck at, I'm no good at love relationships. I'm really good at like business and stuff. I love putting people together and going like, you need to meet so and so, and finding out that later on they've done something together or they're friends or they're whatever. I love that. I think that's one of the little joys in life. And if you can keep doing it, how do you keep doing it, right?
Yeah, I love it. It's called connecting the dots. Yeah, I
Yeah.
love connecting the dots. And that's one thing that gets me up in the morning too, as well, and making a difference and having people be touched, moved, and inspired at midlife and beyond, because it doesn't
Yeah.
stop at midlife. It continues on, depending how agile, flexible, and the willingness to continue learning and growing will decide. Because I think if all those things are in play, and it really, you have that opportunity at Covey Club to really, keep getting servings of what you need to keep moving you forward. And
That's right.
that's the real joy of it. Do you think this is a great question, but what do you, and I have to say for myself, because do you think since magazines have gone away, that podcast is the new magazine?
Totally, totally, Regina, totally. And that was not by design. When I see the response that I get from being on a podcast, it's the same thing that people used to get from being in Glamour magazine with me. Like when I would put them in, when I have put their beauty product in, I started Bobbi Brown. She'll tell you that. She was making five lipsticks in a bathtub, and I found them at Frederick Fekkai, and I interviewed her, and she was launched. This was, there was no other way to get your product out there. And podcasts are the new magazines. I'm so glad you said that. It dawned on me, no offense to magazines today, but it really doesn't matter if you're mentioned in a magazine today because it doesn't have any pull. Podcasts are where it's at. I get all my information. I buy all my books. I buy all my products. I'm a podcast junkie, though, to be really honest with you. But don't you? That's where I
Yeah, I
learn
do.
everything.
Yeah, it's definitely a resource place. Like if, for instance, I had a guest on, which is all about midlife career shifting, and the bottom line is, it was just like I needed an answer around something, and I went to her podcast and I listened. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is exactly the right conversation at the right time, and it moved me forward. And it was made all the difference. So I get what you're saying. You're getting your resources through your podcast. I got that. And your congratulations, 200 episodes.
And I just keep going. It's just and each one is so interesting and so different, and everybody's story is so different. Though I'll tell you that the connective tissue, because people have asked me what holds all those 200 together. And what holds them together is mindset. You must have the mindset that you can do this. And I know there's the whole California woo-woo of, envisioning and all that stuff. And I used to think that that was BS. I think there's a lot to that.
Absolutely.
I do believe that if you can see it, you can be it.
Yes.
And if you think in your
Yes.
mind, there are so many people who think in their mind, they see themselves out by the swimming pool serving the new drink that they made. I mean, I can't quite go that far, but there is a lot to that, Regina. And
Yes.
it's very impressive how far people can go by putting it in their mind, and you must have that positive mindset. And there are ways to, you can change your mindset from a fixed mindset, which is closed, to an
Yes.
open mindset, which is open to all the possibilities that are happening out there. One of the you asked me about, one thing that I've learned from all these podcasts and from all the people I've interviewed. We did, as I said at Moore, we talked a lot about second acts, and there was something that one woman said, and I don't remember who it was. I wish I did. But she said, the most important thing is to keep your mind open to, so you can see all the reinvention opportunities that throw themselves in front of you every day. And she's so right. And it's that kind of thing where you say, oh, pink is the new color. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get myself something pink. And then you look around and like, suddenly everybody's wearing
They're
pink, and you're
pink,
like, I just decided today that pink was going to be the color I wanted. Why is it all appearing? It's because your mind has decided this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to see, and I'm going to respond to. And it's an amazing thing. It's actually something that you can change.
Absolutely. It's like the car thing too as well. You visualize
Yes.
yourself in the car, you're in the car,
Yes.
or you visualize yourself in the car and then you start seeing that car everywhere. And then
That's the
finally you're
same
in the
thing.
car. It's like, yeah,
That's the
absolutely.
same thing. That's the same thing.
Do you have anything coming up with a Cubby Club in the rest of the year or anything we can look out
Oh,
for?
gosh.
Yeah, we can look
Yes.
out for.
So we have so much stuff. People can come over to coveyclub.com and sign up for the newsletter. Then it's free. You can see everything we're up to. And we don't ask everybody to join, Regina. Some people are not joiners. I'm a big joiner. If you give me a chance to join anything, I'll join it. I'm just a joiner. A lot of people, they want to have their options. So people can, just take a class with us a la carte. They can come to an event with us a la carte, or they can actually join if they want to. It's a great experience if you join, but you don't have to.
Got it.
We have our pods, which are going to start up, and you can even take a pod a la carte if you want. Totally up to you. Those are going to start up again in May. So I would recommend coming and joining us, or looking at our getting on the newsletter and seeing that. And then we have a fabulous new thing that we've started, which is our 30-day challenges, where again, my big issue for people who are reinventing themselves, I found over the last 6 years, the hard part is getting started, right? Is creating momentum.
Yes, fair.
And so, yes, so I have these little projects that we do. We just finished one that was called 30 Days to Reinvention. And you pick the project, and it's 30 days, and we meet twice a week for 15 minutes, and we talk about your wins, we talk about your struggles, we do a big class in and out. And one woman wrote a book in 30 days. Like she wrote a book of poetry.
Wow.
That was what she decided to do. Another woman decided she was going to clean her closets, and it ended up being that she got to cleaning all her documents and into her will. And then she was like, and I'm on to my digital photos. And I was like, okay, that's too far even for me to go. Like you now have too much momentum. I don't think anybody should be trying to clean their digital photos.
True.
But the next one we're going to do, which will start very shortly in the next few weeks, will be about simplifying your life. And it'll be a challenge. And we work on it all together so that everybody gets momentum from each other. And we teach each other how to keep going. And what I do is I have a little calendar that I give you, and it's 5 minute, what do you want to call them? 5 minute motions that you do each day, just 5 minutes. So if you want to, so say, let's talk about the reinvention one. Say you're a banker and you want to be in real estate, right? How do you start from zero, right? What can
Yes.
you do in 5 minute actions each day for the next 30 days? And we write them down, which is one is I can start following the major, companies in real estate. That's the first day. That's just a 5-minute thing, right? The next day, you can look in your list and see what real estate brokers you know and ask one for lunch, right? So these are small 30 days. And by 30 days, guess what?
You're
Like if
sold.
you were a couch potato and you started running half a mile every day, by the end of 30 days, you're going to be a freaking runner. You're running several miles, right? And it gets you going. And that's the whole idea. So we're going to go for simplicity and decluttering because everybody seems to want to sort of simplify their lives. So that's going to be our theme coming up. And I welcome anybody. You can come in and you can buy the 30-day challenge by itself, or you can come join us. Either one is fine. But get the newsletter because that'll tell you everything that's happening.
Everything extraordinary. It has been my pleasure.
Me too. Wonderful to meet
I
you.
really enjoyed this conversation. Leslie, it's just amazing. And I love the offerings that you have. And I look forward to being on your podcast.
Good.
I'll sort myself
Absolutely. That would be fantastic. Now that I
out.
know that you're a reinventor, you have to be on my podcast. I love that.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. And how can people get a hold of you? Can you say the website once again?
Yes, it's called coveyclub.com, Covey club.com. And then you can find me. We're also on Instagram and we're also on LinkedIn. And you can follow me on LinkedIn. It's Leslie, Lesley Jane Seymour, just like it sounds. You know, ping me, follow me, and love to hear from you. Come join us. What's great is we offer a whole month for free. So if you don't like it, if you don't click, just no harm, no foul. You just click out and cancel. And that's very simple. We really want people to be comfortable.
And that's really great. It's an opportunity to really create and be involved in your community at this point in life.
And community is everything. And I'll tell you, I mean, the research that's going on showing that community is vital for your health going forward, vital for your mental health. And vital for, you know, staving off all kinds of mental disease and things like that. The numbers just keep coming out. You need community, you need expansion, you need to keep learning. All those things are great anti-aging products. You know, I keep saying we ought to be in a health plan.
Fair to say. Well, this has been Tea Time Midlife Edition. Cheers.
Cheers.
Midlife Edition.